Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hot 101.5 is Blown Off with Miguel and Holly.
Being blown off is the worst, one of the worst things, because you don't know what happened. You thought the date went okay, and you have no reason why the other person shouldn't be getting back in touch with you. You don't know if it was you or them or what.
And that's what we're trying to figure out for you, Raven, when it comes to Claude. But how did you two meet?
So we met on Bumble. So obviously I reached out first. On Bumble, the girl has to reach out first. But we talked back and forth for like a week before we actually met. It really felt like a connection. Mm. And then we met at a bar. We had not dinner, but some appetizers and some drinks. I thought he was even cuter in person. His pictures didn't even do him justice.
Wow.
This is the first. Yeah, honestly, and that very rarely happens.
Yeah.
This is the first time from an online date that I've really felt like, wow, this could go somewhere. And we just had a great time. We were there for like 3 hours.
Oh,
we were
wow.
talking nonstop.
Wow.
And then I got home, waited a couple hours, and I didn't hear from him. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to text him to make sure he knows that I had fun. Because I was even dropping hints like, oh, what are you up to this weekend? Yeah, I'm totally free. No one's in town, nothing. And he just didn't take the bait. So I'm like, okay, maybe he's shy. So I texted him a couple hours after I got home and said, hey, thanks again so much. So nice meeting you. I really had a great time. Hopefully we can do something again sometime. And then nothing. And that was over a week ago. And now I'm just kind of, first I was sad, but now I'm just kind of angry. I feel like I got no closure. And I know it was only one date, but I kind of feel like I'm owed an explanation because I know I didn't do anything wrong.
Mm,
wow.
I feel you. I'm getting angry for you.
I know. We need to get him on the phone to figure this out. Are you ready, Raven?
I'm ready.
Awesome. All right. Hang tight. We'll do the talking. We'll figure out what's going on with Claude.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Claude?
Yeah.
Hey, Claude, it's Miguel and Holly from Hot 101.5, and right now we've got you on the radio. Is it okay if we can chat with you on the air?
Yeah, I guess so.
Awesome. Hey, Claude, listen, I don't want to take up too much time, but we know that you happened to go on a date recently with a woman named Raven, and honestly, we're just trying to do matchmaker here. She says you haven't been able, or she hasn't been able to get in touch with you, but we were able to. So is there something that you didn't like about her? Can we set you guys back up? I mean, she can't get a hold of you.
Geez. I just, yeah, man, I was over it.
What were you over?
From the beginning.
Her?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, she has a parakeet, okay?
Okay.
It's she calls it sniffles.
I'm sorry. Okay. All right. And I don't even know where this is going, but I am real leaned in.
I'm here for it.
Please.
Yeah. So that is literally what she talked about the entire time. The whole date.
Sniffles?
She's like, she's like a crazy cat lady, only it's a bird.
I mean, you had to talk about something else besides just the bird.
Every time that I brought something up, something new up, she brought it up. She went back to the bird.
Okay, well, Claude, we actually have Raven on the phone right now. Raven, I'm assuming you really love your parakeet?
Okay, of course I love my pet, but this is ridiculous. Claude, I've had this bird for 3 years. No one has ever mentioned this as a problem that I have.
Oh.
This is insane. I can't even believe that you're bringing this up. I mentioned him maybe twice.
No, listen, Raven, it's not even that you love your pet. You have an obsession with your pet.
Oh.
It's out of control.
Are you kidding me?
She has a camera.
Are you kidding me?
She has a camera set up on the bird's cage.
Oh.
So that she can watch him when she's at work or even on the date.
That.
Oh.
Okay, not on the date. I brought it up to show you the camera. I thought you would think it was cool.
Why would I think that's cool? I mean, it's just, you know, it's out of control. Your obsession is out of control. Here was the thing. She had to get home. She left the date. She had to get home to Sniffles to let it out of its cage.
Oh.
Because she has to play with it for like an hour.
Play with him for at least an hour a day. Yes, I told you that.
You talked about her. You talked about Sniffles, him, her, the whole time.
You don't even remember what gender my bird is.
Oh.
So you weren't even listening.
I don't even know. I don't even know. I prefer to hunt birds. I don't play with them or clean up after them.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Holly, I'm scared.
I cannot believe you just said that. Are you serious? That was so unbelievably rude.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, that's probably something that you don't want to say to a bird mom. Bird mom? Is that a thing?
You're a bird mom.
We don't think probably hashtag bird mom and hashtag bird killer can have a healthy relationship. Wow. So maybe we should just end this sad thing now.
I guess so. Yeah, I don't want you anywhere near my bird.
Oh.
Wow. It seemed like the sniffles is more important than me, so.
Sounds like I made the right choice.
Mm-hmm.
Miguel and Holly's Blown Off. Listen every weekday morning at 7:45 and 8:45 only on Hot 101.5.